Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast, and happy September. We are into a new month, and I just want to go into this new month better and refreshed and just on a good vibe. Like, I was writing my August wrap-up for my newsletter for my blog, and I realized as I was trying to put in the blog posts for the month that stand out and putting in a podcast episode for the month that stood out, I realized I didn't really do much content, which is not like me at all. Like, I didn't really do much content or get much content out for August, and that is not like me at all. I'm very consistent, and so to see that I barely have anything out is crazy, because I was like, wow, like, I knew I kind of missed a few weeks or a few days of content, but I didn't really realize that I actually had missed that much. So September for me is just going to be about getting back into the groove, getting back consistent, trying to get back on my social media game, because it has been out for a while and I need to get back in the game, especially with connecting and everything. And so I just want September to honestly be about slowly getting into the groove of things and just getting back to me, I guess, getting back to me as a content creator and everything. And hopefully September will be much kinder, because August was not that kind. So hopefully September will be much kinder. But before we continue on, I did not ask you, and don't worry, I did not forget. How are you doing today? I was not going to forget that. I hope you're doing well today, whatever day you're listening to this, whether it's the day it comes out on Sunday or it's another day throughout the week. I know this weekend is Labor Day weekend, so hopefully you are having a fun time this weekend and you're enjoying yourself with your family or your friends or both or whoever, and you're listening to music and just having a good time, and most importantly, you are eating away. You're enjoying some delicious food and you're able to just kick back and relax and stuff your face, because I feel like there's so much pressure on not indulging and whatever and all of this, and you should indulge, you should eat and love yourself for whatever after what you get from eating. Which brings me to something that irritates me, because I've seen it consistently, and if it's not one person being randomly made the face of it, it's another person randomly being made the face of it. And that is just with fat shaming. You already know, if you are a constant listener to the podcast, then you know I've talked about fat shaming, I've talked about body positivity and everything, especially as someone who is plus size, as myself, who someone has always been plus size, as someone who's been bullied literally from like third grade all the way to maybe like 11th, 12th grade. So basically my entire life in school, basically, pretty much. So as someone who is plus size and has dealt with bullying and then has to see constant shaming and people being fat phobic and everything online, it's so annoying and it's so irritating, because number one, what does it matter? Number two, mind your business, mind your body, right? Mind your own business, mind your own body, and leave it at that. But obviously it's not that simple for people who love to fat shame and who are fat phobic. It's not that simple for them, unfortunately, which it sucks, because here you are being rude to someone that you don't even know just because they're fat, they're thick, they're curvy, they're plus size, which is not bad. Like, it's saying you're fat is not insult. You're just saying what I already know. Like, I have weight on me. I have like fat on me. Like, what? We all have some fat on us. I just have more, you know? So it's so unnecessary. And what triggered this in my mind to talk about it was because, of course, I mention very often that I am on social media, which, duh, because I am a content creator. So, of course, a lot of my thought processes come from things that I see online. And when it comes to a topic of seeing fat shaming and people being fat phobic and everything, that relates to me as a fat person, as a plus size person, as someone who's been bullied. So of course I want to discuss it. And recently there was this guy, there's this video, I guess, of an interview of him going around. I have absolutely no idea who he is. Apparently, I guess he was on like Matt TV, which I used to love, but maybe not as much, since I don't know who he is, or maybe he wasn't that important. I don't know. But apparently he's supposed to be some comedian or something. I think someone asked him about Lizzo, I think what he thinks about her music. And instead of talking about her music, he literally just decided to discuss her weight and everything, as he is not the most fit person in the world either, sitting in the chair as he's talking. So yeah, but he was asked about her music, and he just somehow in his brain, being asked about her music, went to being asked about her weight, how he thought about her weight, which is crazy. And it's just, to me, if you don't like her music, then just say her music's not for you or whatever. Or, you know, if you do like it, but you don't want to like it because she, I don't know. But if you don't like her music, then just say that. But if you don't like her in general, just say that. However, why would you discuss her weight? And the thing is, that's not the first time, and I'm pretty sure it will be the last time, that Lizzo has been brought up or has been used or talked about simply because she's plus sized. And it's so crazy because, like, why are people being rude because she's plus size? It's crazy. Like, I don't get it. And what I really hate seeing the most, especially, is the whole using her basically as the face of their fat phobia, meaning you see other fat people, plus size people online, whatever, minding their business, looking cute, doing what they do, you know, just like anybody else on social media. They go on their comments and they comment, "Hey, Lizzo, okay, Lizzo," or so, you know, something like that, but not in, they don't take it in a positive way as it should be taken. The way they're doing it is they're taking her name and basically using it as the face of their fat phobia, of their fat shaming, and they're calling plus size people on social media Lizzo, just like basically how they did with Precious, if you've seen the movie Precious, or you were, you know, around that era, then you know what I'm talking about. How after that movie, it's like all you get is like all you get talked about, or all you were called, was Precious if you were a plus size person. Like, people just call you Precious, "Hey, Precious." I'm sure before that, or even during the same time, it was a whale. People probably called you a whale. People still use whale. People probably still use Precious, but now they've added using Lizzo's name to the mix, and it's just crazy, and it's unnecessary, and it's rude. Like, it's so rude, and you should mind your business and mind your own body. And here's what also continues to upset me, besides just them using her name like that. It's Lizzo literally minding her own business and people just going after her as if she's just this terrible person in the world, and she's literally doing nothing but killing it in the game. That's it. If there was anything to hate her for killing it in the game, because she is, and she's amazing. She is supportive. I have her TikToks come across my For You page sometimes, and I just see her duetting videos of other people that may have tagged her. Maybe they're like dancing to her video or something. They're inspired by her or something. Like, if you're going to not like her for something, you're going to be a hater for something, then be for her killing the game, because she's literally killing it. She's amazing. And she minds her own business. She's a boss. She works hard and she just spreads positivity. Yet I'm sure she gets notifications or she sees her name trending on Twitter or somewhere, and it's just a bunch of people randomly slandering her for what? For like, for having fat on her body. Like, it's crazy and it's insane, and I just don't get it. We'll never understand it. And, you know, just trying to use her name as an insult, trying to make her face the face of people's fat phobia, people's fat shaming, of their bullying. It's crazy. And you know what? Like, calling someone a Lizzo, honestly, is an honor. It's literally an honor. I wish someone would call me Lizzo, because I'm trying to get like Lizzo. Like, I don't want to be Lizzo, because I would prefer it to be me. Like, as everyone should prefer to be themselves. However, I would love to have some of that stamina, okay? Like, the stamina, the confidence, especially, I definitely need some of that confidence. Like, the slayage, all of that. I'm trying to be able to walk on a treadmill and hit some crazy note. Like, give me the vocals, all that. I don't want to play a flute. However, the way she can play a flute after dancing, and the way she can hit the notes after, like, it's crazy. So being referred to Lizzo, that's an honor. And the thing is, the same people who are trying to shame and bully and whatever, just because they see a plus size person being plus size, they probably can't do half the stuff Lizzo does. They probably don't even have half the rhythm that Lizzo has. I wish they would try and play a flute. They probably don't know how to play an instrument. I wish they would run on a treadmill and then try and hit a note and then do dance. Like, they need to be put through a test. Every person that does that, they need to be like picked like a test or something. You know what I mean? Like a study. They need to just be randomly picked, and they have to go through these different types of tests or whatever, just to see like who can really put their money where their mouth is, since they want to try and be rude and try and insult someone and try and talk about someone because they have issues with themselves, or because they've probably been bullied themselves, or maybe even in their own home, maybe they had fat phobic parents who push into their brain that you can't get big, you can't get fat, can't get overweight. You see that person, they're sloppy. Don't get like that. Never let yourself go. They probably had those words into them, and they're probably scared. Maybe they've been big before and they lost weight and they're scared to get bigger. Maybe they've taken words that have been thrown at them when they were bigger, and they probably just put it out on others. There's so many reasons, because to just be rude to someone just from their body size, it makes no sense. People can say whatever they want to say, that's just how they are. No, there's a reason behind everything. There's a reason behind the words that you say. Whichever reason it is, there is a reason. And so maybe, you know, one of those reasons, that's why they're being so rude. But you need to mind your business and mind your body. Get therapy, whatever you need to do. But at the end of the day, you can say something about each different body type. You know what I mean? You can talk about a plus size person because she's bigger. People insult skinny people. They say they're too small. They call them sticks. Muscular women with more muscles, they've been called manly. Like, there's insults about every single body type, and it sucks. And I hate that it seems like people like to focus on fat women the most, and at least that's just what I've seen fat women get the most. But I've seen slander from all different body types. So it's like, someone smaller, you can come to me about being fat, but then I could bounce back and say, you're too small, you're too skinny, whatever. Like, I could, but number one, I'm not that type of person. Number two, why would I do that? I'm not rude. I have a heart. I don't shame people because it's disgusting, it's disrespectful, and it hurts others. And also, I mind my business and I mind my body. You never know what someone's going through. You never know what abilities they have. Just because someone's bigger doesn't mean they can't run the dash around. Like, and just because someone's smaller doesn't mean that they can. Like, you have to realize these things. And unfortunately, I feel like trying to get people to understand that is like being a dead horse, because at the end of the day, there are people who just literally rather tune it out and be who they are, which that's on them. But at the end of the day, we all have our different body types, and that's what makes us special. That's what makes it awesome. That's what makes preferences great. That's what makes the world great. Like, we're not all the same, you know? And that's what makes diversity an amazing thing. There's diversity in so many ways, and that's including body types. And just as there's different insults and shaming you can do for each and every body type, there's also so much praise and specialness and just uniqueness in different body types, from the plus size to the skinny, slim, thick. There's just so much specialness and diversity and uniqueness in each and every single body type. So instead of insulting someone or trying to insult and trying to shame, how about you look at it and like, dang, like, look at, you know, look at all this, look at all the uniqueness. This person is different than I am. Like, you know, why don't you just take it as just being amazing? But again, there are people who rather not learn to be kind and to actually take things in awe, and they rather just be rude. But I think the world will definitely be a better place, at least a little bit better, if we all just minded our business and minded our own bodies. But that is all for today, you guys. I hope you guys are having a happy Sunday if you are listening to this on Sunday. I believe people get in a break on Labor Day. So if you do, then enjoy it and have fun, be safe, and I will talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description, where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.